Brenda Williams claimed Hale created a hostile work environment and accused city officials of covering up or failing to act on her complaints that Hale sexually harassed her and made racial slurs when she worked as a Spanish language interpreter for the court. The suit was filed after Hale and a group of other judges and the municipal court administrator settled for more than $138,000. City Attorney Rick Pfeiffer says mediation was ordered by a judge after failed attempts to have the case dismissed.
The judge in this case then scheduled mediation, and during the course of that mediation, it was decided that this case should be settled. Please understand that there were allegations made, but there were no facts to prove in a court of law that those ever took place. There were allegations made that this employee was a dual employee, both of the Franklin County Municipal Court and the city. There were no facts to prove that that was true. We believe that looking upon the framework of the relationship that the Franklin County Municipal Court has with the City of Columbus, there was some vulnerability as to whether or not she was also a city employee. So at court, you'd have to first decide whether the allegations of a hostile work environment were true, and if the jury found that so, the jury would then move to say, well, the City of Columbus has some responsibility and should therefore pay something.
Pfeiffer says court employees are overseen by the court administration, and Hale and Williams were not municipal employees. Pfeiffer says Columbus is the fiscal agent for the court, bringing in $11.5 million a year in fines, compared with $200,000 brought in from all other local governments combined.
The City of Columbus is basically the fiscal agent for the Franklin County Municipal Court and the Franklin County Clerk of Courts. And as a result, when paychecks are issued to those employees, it says City of Columbus. And when information is sent to Ohio Public Employment, OPRS, OPERS, it says City of Columbus employee. And we send the IRS, the W-2s say City of Columbus employee. So someone looking at it says, well, he or she may work for the municipal court, but look, the City of Columbus employs it because you say the paycheck's the City of Columbus. So we're having discussions about how to deal with that appearance of dual employment status.
Pfeiffer says in addition to those discussions, the municipal emblem has been removed from court employee badges, and workers must sign a document saying they are employed only by the court. That's in order to lessen the city's liability in the future. Council also approved legislation splitting the municipal water and power divisions. The city spends $60 million a year to purchase power for its 13,000 customers and for streetlights and some other operations. But for much of the last decade or so, the power division struggled to avoid losing money. Sponsoring council member Eileen Paley says in 2006, the city merged its water and power divisions to try to save money and improve efficiency.
The division has weathered personnel cuts, deferred maintenance, and delayed street lighting projects over the last few years. However, during this past year, the Department of Public Utilities has been able to save the division millions of dollars through 2018 through negotiations of the division's purchase power. It is time to separate the divisions so that they can focus on their core functions.
The legislation also creates the position of power administrator within the utilities department. An administrator is expected to be selected early next year.